Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 $5 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The Score Midday Show.
Make it sexy.
And this ball game is over. Billy Donovan meeting Eric Spoelstra at midcourt. Ball game over, season over. And for the third straight year, the Miami Heat have eliminated the Chicago Bulls from play-in tournament competition. The final here at the United Center. Miami 109 and the Bulls 90.
The Score Midday Show.
Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Was it that close? We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is the Score Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi joining you on a little bit early because we are awaiting Arturis Karnišovas' end of season press conference following that Bulls play-in game.
The thing that happened at the United Center last night. That's what you want to call it.
It was a game that happened, yes. Ray Diaz, our producer today, along with Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. Log on to Twitch with us, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya are joining us as well. And then we also have the text line for you, 312-644-6767. And we are going to take Bulls calls following the press conference. We'll react to the Bulls' end of season with you. We got all the way here, and then that's what happened at the end. So as we await for that, we try to make some sense out of what was just an absolute whooping at the United Center. Here he is. We're going to go live to the Advocate Center. It is brought to you by Hyundai, and the audio is courtesy of CHSN.
Sitting in front of you and talking about making changes and making difficult decisions, and we had a bunch of them. We obviously traded Alex, DeMar, and at trade deadline we moved Zach, and all those changes were basically in order to accomplish 4 goals. And number one was to define our style of play, to change our shooting profile, and from the first day in preseason, I think we put emphasis on that, and the guys were able to sustain it through the year, and they've done a great job. Second goal was to retain our 2025 first and picks moving forward. I think we accomplished that. Third goal was how we're going to build this, how we're going to build this roster. And I think we, you know, tried to minimize our timeline to be in transition, in the first year of transition. So we targeted young players with experience, and I think a lot of our moves represented that. And the fourth is basically what we need always to do is to focus on internal development of our players. And a lot of players on this roster took a step forward this year. And obviously, you know, that's a progress. Next couple of months will obviously the game happened yesterday. Obviously, you know, everyone is disappointed the way we played last month and a half. To finish like that, obviously nobody wanted that. Players, coaches, and front office are disappointed to go out this way. However, we're going to focus next 2 months how we can improve this roster. We're going to prepare for 2025 draft and then obviously free agency. And, you know, going into 2026 season, how we can be better and getting to the summer of 2026 and financial flexibility, I think we can improve our roster that way as well. So that's basically we are not where we want to be. I thought that we will look at every opportunity to improve this roster, but I think we took right steps with this group, and I think, you know, we are on the right path. Again, there's small wins this this season with the improvement of our players and playing meaningful games and teaching them how, you know, what goes into winning. You know, obviously we wanted to continue playing, but you know, yesterday happened what happened, and now we're going to focus on our off season. And with that, I'll take your questions.
Arturs, you kind of already mentioned this with the financial flexibility in 2026. You're going to add a draft pick to a roster that's already got many guaranteed contracts coming back. So is the only way to make changes, significant changes this offseason via the trade market?
Well, I think we're always going to look to improve our roster, would that be through draft, through trades, or free agency. And, yeah, we're going to keep an eye open all the time.
Yeah, Arturs, I hear you talking about financial flexibility in 2026. It sounds like you're asking the fans for patience if you're looking forward that far ahead. Are you asking the fans for patience?
Well, I'm asking for fans of patience because we're in the first year of that transition. You know, I thought that the way we finished the year shows some promise. It's hard to win games in this league and to finish 15-5. Yeah, it's not a victory lap, but I think there's some positives. And I think we got to keep on building on this group by adding another player in the lottery, by going to free agency and adding another piece. And obviously, going in the summer, that's when the players get better. So hopefully our young group will focus this summer on getting better and come back. So we can make another jump next year.
Arturs, a couple quick questions. Have you had any contact with Denver about going back to Denver, or have they reached out to you about the opening there, or no?
No, I mean I'm in Chicago. I'm focused only on this roster. And what's...
Have Jerry or Michael said to you things have to change, or jobs are on the line, specifically yours?
Well, you know, we have a very good relationship with Jerry and Michael. I think we take pride, especially in this building, everybody being on the same page. It's very hard to accomplish, but that's how it is in this building, cohesion between the ownership, front office, coaching staff, performance staff. So they've been always very supportive of my decisions or my thoughts and, you know, about this direction. When we sat down a year ago, it was a challenging year. As you remember, I was sitting here. Obviously, we didn't know what we were going to do with this group. So they've been very supportive, and I consistently talk to them, you know, from game to game. So there's no misunderstanding there. So there's some positives. Obviously, that's not where we want to be, but we took a step forward this year.
And then finally, with the plan you laid out, there has been no talk about how you guys are going to figure out how to add an elite player. Until you do that, mm-hmm. you're stuck in mediocrity. And the thing you talked mm-hmm. about last year at this time was getting out of mediocrity. So I'm confused with why you think this plan is going to work when there's no plan.
Well, I think there is a plan. And I think that we always going to be looking how to improve this roster by adding a player or high caliber player. At the same time, I would not put any limitations on this roster. Or on the way Kobe has been playing, or the way Josh has been playing. So I think those players have a chance of playing on a very high level. So we constantly going to be looking for ways to improve, you know, from year to year. And now our focus is next 2 months. We don't know. We cannot speculate what's going to happen leading to the draft. But there's going to be opportunities that we might be you know, getting there. So,
Arturs, you talked about wanting to shorten the timeline for this kind mm-hmm. of rebuild. What do you think is a realistic timeline for this next project? And do you feel pressure if you can't deliver along that?
Well, pressure, you know, I know exactly where I am. You know, the history of this club, you know, the fan. We have the best fan base. The best building in the league. In terms of, like, I cannot define the actual timeline, but what we need to do is build on the positives this year and this young group, and look to ways to improve and come back next year with a little bit higher expectations. And that's why, you know, those guys are, you know, competing for something at the end of the year. I think yesterday was a very harsh lesson, but hopefully, you know, they can learn from that.
Arturs, I have a two-parter for you. As far as Josh Giddey is concerned, how you handle P. Will's restricted free agency last summer inform how you go about handling Josh's this summer? And if he is back, what do you feel, from a roster-building standpoint, is the best way to optimize him?
Well, I think when we were targeting him in trade last year, I think, you know, with our style of play and how we're going to be playing this year, I think with that in mind, I thought that when he came in and tried to fit in and how we started the year, he was looking how he can impact the game and obviously new teammates. Following All-Star weekend, I think he just found completely new gear and, you know, averaged 21, 11, and 9. He actually rebounded better than Vooch, which is hard to do. So he found a niche. He found, belief in himself. Obviously, this group, you know, they found another gear. Would that be Kobe, Josh, even Mathis with his new role? So I think he fits really well here, and I hope to see him here for next years to come.
Arturs, I'm going to follow up on what Drew just asked because I was going to ask something similar. Brooklyn really is the only team that projects to have max salary cap space. So how will you kind of handle those restricted free agency negotiations, especially with the way Patrick's situation played out? And I have a follow-up question to that.
Well, I'm not going to go into details how I'm going to handle it, but I think, you know, everybody knows the ins and outs of restricted free agency. But I feel really good about, you know, Josh and his future here. So we'll take one day at a time.
Got it. And then following up on that, Kobe's extension eligible this offseason, obviously, but has clearly outplayed that contract. How will you kind of handle that tap dance, knowing that he's, you know, possibly entering unrestricted free agency in 2026? And would you like to keep him through past 2026?
Well, Kobe's progression every year has been unbelievable. He always found another level. You know, obviously, he, after All-Star weekend, and he improved the scoring average by 6, and, you know, he was a player of the month. You know, he found his voice with this group, and he's obviously enjoying playing with this group. So when the time comes, you know, we'll talk to him. But I think he's done unbelievable job this year. And again, all this group is going to learn from what happened yesterday. So,
why are you guys so?
You're listening to Arturis Karnišovas live from the Advocate Center, brought to you by Hyundai.
When the history of the league says that top five picks is the quickest way to turn things around and sustain things, either drafting that pick or trading and acquiring that pick. It seems like you guys are so stuck on this philosophy of competitive integrity, and when the history of the league screams at you that that's wrong.
Well, I do believe in, you know, the way we wanted to build this roster is basically having players that have experience to kind of shrink the timeline and continuously, you know, look for other ways to improve your roster. And I truly believe, I think Billy spoke before and every, you know, after every game about how important it is for this young group to, you know, to focus on winning and what goes into winning instead of just rolling the, you know, ball out and, you know, tell them to go and develop, you know. So this is very important for us, and, you know, that's the path we chose.
In your opening remarks just now, you talked about one of the pillars or building blocks of, you know, what you wanted to do was change the style of play, mm-hmm. which you did and seemed happy about what occurred offensively, almost fast-paced and all that. But it seems like it lacks a, you know, you've built a very offensive team. Mm-hmm. And particularly, it's just one game, but sort of the lack of defense was mm-hmm. sort of exposed. Is that a concern? How do you try to address that, and how do you do that with the building blocks of the roster that you have that's so offensive-oriented?
Well, you know, we definitely have things to improve. You know, obviously minimizing turnovers. Turnovers hurt us all year, although after All-Star break we were actually ninth in the league, so we reduced them. Second chance points, again, it was a problem all year. And then, you know, defensive identity. We got to actually defend more as a team. And obviously, yesterday's, you know, game was a good example in terms of missing assignments and all this stuff. So there's areas for us to improve, for sure. But, you know, you can't fix all at the same time. So we're going to, you know, look at our season and see what we can correct for next year.
Julia, do you still feel like Billy, after the last few seasons, do you still feel like he's the correct fit for coach here?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we have a very close relationship. We work very closely together. I thought he's done an unbelievable job to transform this group and accomplish certain goals of changing the way we played last year. And it's a, you know, it's a buy-in from the players' perspective. You know, they buy in what you know, Billy is trying to teach them, and they respond to it. So he's done an unbelievable job, and I have full confidence moving forward with Billy.
Arturis, you mentioned the timeline and trying to minimize the kind of downswing. And obviously you and Billy have both talked a lot about the competitive integrity and, you know, making sure that these guys are playing meaningful games. And I understand the value in that, but at the same time, it comes at the cost of potentially going towards the bottom of the lottery. And so do you worry with just the decisions that you've made to kind of try to speed things up that you might get stuck in the middle again with this group, but without kind of outs to go find a guy in the draft or, you know, with free agency?
I mean, look, I have full confidence in our staff, you know, regardless where we're picking. I think we can always find value, and you know, the watching what Matas has done and his progression during the year, I think that gives you hope. And again, the way I defined it, the way we want to build it, is with young players with experience. And you know, you projected, I think, before the year that we're going to have 28 wins, and we, you know, we had 39. So obviously, this group knows that expectations are going to be higher next year, and I think they're going to be ready for it.
You traded 2 first-round picks for Vooch in 2021. Is something like that, even if it's not someone that old, on the radar? Or is your full commitment to using your own first-round picks, getting them in the building, developing them?
I think I'm open to – I'll always be open, you know, during, you know, my years here. Like, we've done trades. We've done, you know – We signed free agents, so we're going to look at everything. Everything is on the table. Would that be selecting a player, or, you know, looking for value, you know, in trades and free agency? So I think I'm just going to not talk about speculations, but next 2 months we're going to spend a lot of time preparing for it, and hopefully there's going to be opportunities.
When you talk about shrinking the timeline, in your mind, is that shrinking the timeline to being a serious title contender, being a playoff contender? Because when you look at this group, do you see anything there that has the makings of what would be a championship contender?
I think that's the goal. A shrinking the timeline is basically to have a faster turnaround. But I think there's a lot to like about this young roster. I think they've showed it, you know, the second half of the season, and we're going to try to add pieces and get better for next year, and especially in the, you know, Eastern Conference.
Arturis, how would you assess Patrick Williams' season?
Well, Patrick had a tough year. I think he struggled. He knows that. We know that he had higher expectations for himself. We had higher expectations for him. I think he'll learn from this season, and finally is healthy. He's going to go into this off season, you know, all this, you know, 5 months to, you know, to work and get ready for next season. So I think I'm looking forward to see how these lessons this year would capitalize and improve them next year. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was the Arturis Karnišovas end of season press conference brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, live from the Advocate Center, CHSN. Helping us out with the audio. And the segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. People are mad. People are mad on the text line.
I don't believe
we have a lot to digest. We want to open up the phones to you as well. 312-644-6767. As we wrap up, just an embarrassing loss in a play-in game that, as you heard Bulls media discuss, was that even the appropriate end goal for the season? A 109-90 loss to the Heat, embarrassing on home court. And you just heard from the man at the top, the president of basketball operations, Arturis Karnišovas. Marshall Harris and me, Layla Rahimi, are with you on Midday on The Score. And we will come back talking about what we just heard and how we digest the Bulls after a disappointing season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago has a real adjustment that they have to figure out. They moved on from Zach, from DeMar DeRozan. They're trending younger. But they got to get themselves back into those positions, either getting a top 10 pick, a top 5 pick. That's the way you rebuild. It's hard to do it via just tons of free agents and trying to figure it out that way. It's harder to build out your team.
You can easily get stuck in mediocrity in the NBA for a long time as Giddy puts that one in.
Are you using the T word right there?
No. I'm just saying, it's like maybe play all of the young players, which leads to the T word.
Okay. The Score Midday Show, 10-2 on 670 The Score.
Okay, we just heard Arturis Karnišovas speak. He was live from the Advocate Center. The Bulls, as we know, just got absolutely owned by the Heat, 109-90 in the play-in game final score last night. And it wasn't even that close. Heat score over 70 points before the half was even over. Bulls were down. They had only scored 46. This was a runaway of a game, and the Heat got out to a lead, never looked back. And then you hear Arturis Karnišovas just now talking about the end-of-season assessment. And we've got a lot of fired up people. We're going to get to your calls, I think, in the next segment. But Marshall, I think the problem is they told us that they were going to defy traditional NBA process. And they decided to gain control of their draft pick back that was protected, where after trading Zach LaVine to the Kings, who also got beat down pretty badly last night. They lose to the Mavs 120-106. They decided that they were going to try to develop players in this way, as we heard Arturas Karnišovas say just now, AK, shorten the transition timeline, which to me sounds like a phrase that is akin to saying they wanted to avoid a rebuild, and they decided that this was the way they wanted to go about it. So then we thought, okay, you didn't come this far only to get this far. You should be able to beat the Heat, a team you beat three times in the regular season in the game. And that was the absolute opposite of what happened. They got embarrassed, and now you're hearing somebody say, the head of the organization from the basketball side, that it's going to be summer of 2026 before this team has financial flexibility. What are you telling us to expect for next year then?
More of the same, and it's more of the same with a bullet. And he's telling you the quiet part out loud. And that's what's so frustrating for all the fans who have either followed this season all season long, or they followed this team for one game, because we know with the viewing restrictions and the distribution of the CHSN games, last night for a lot of people was the first time they saw the Bulls. And they had heard, oh, this team's won 15 of its last 20 games. Oh, I saw that highlight of what Josh Giddey did against the Lakers at home with the big half-court shot. I saw that they beat the Nuggets. I saw before that they were in L.A. and embarrassed the Lakers. Matas Buzelis was going behind the back and dunking on Luka Doncic. All of that was nice. I'm not going to act like it wasn't nice. It was a great thrill ride. But the problem with the thrill ride is it ends, and then you walk away and you're reminiscing about something that doesn't leave the permanence, and it doesn't leave a future in the way that the Bulls need one. The Bulls need a serious reset. And I'll say this once, and I'll say it as many times as anyone on the street or on the station asks me. It starts at the top. When you talk about accountability, AK has to answer to someone. And if the person he answers to, Michael Reinsdorf, doesn't want change, then change is not a coming. And I'll say that to say that last night we saw a very clear look at where the Bulls are and where they are not. The Miami Heat, with their real life already been named All-Star, going up against he could be an All-Star next season in Kobe White. We saw the difference in what Tyler Hero, going 13 of 19 from the field and scoring at will from start to finish, versus Kobe White, I'm going to turn the ball over seven times in the game of consequence, the biggest game of the season. We saw Josh Giddey. I know he has a bad wrist, but they weren't good enough, and they weren't nearly good enough, and it started on defense. It transferred to offense. When a team like Miami hits more threes than you, you're cooked.
Okay, yeah, I know we're going to get into the game, and we will talk about that a little bit later on the show today, too. And by the way, the Bears are talking. We have coaches talking today. There's a lot happening. But you can't run that out there and then say, your flexibility comes next season when you traded away your max player and you have free agents on this team. And to me, when I heard that, the first thing I thought of was, you're keeping Nikola Vucevic. He has 1 year left on his deal. In his age 35 season, according to SpotRac, he's supposed to make $21
million. $21,481,481 to be specific.
All intents and purposes, $21.5 million. This isn't just on Vooch. You signed Patrick Williams to a 5-year, $90 million deal. You just heard him talk about how disappointing he was. He played 17 minutes for you last night. You committed to the 4, you committed to the 5. Giddey is a free agent who's commanding probably a $30 million deal. And Kobe White is a free agent after next season. They said they're going to get to that when the time comes. What about that, given that information and the history that we've seen of this team not making trades or holding on to players for as long as they have, say to you, this is going to be different next year?
The only way this can be different, Layla, is if they trade Nikola Vucevic. I don't care if you just get a couple of second-round picks, whatever. You get what you can get and move off of him. Why do you want to get rid of Nikola Vucevic, who's coming off arguably his best season as a Bull? It's pretty simple. They're too good with him. He's also not part of your future, so move on with him. You talk about a transition window being short. Shorten it even more. Get rid of Nikola Vucevic and find a rim-running center to play those minutes.
But the issue is, we've been talking about the idea of trading Vuce for years now.
But it hasn't happened.
Right.
So do it. But do it.
It hasn't happened because they haven't let it happen.
Right. And so what I'm saying is, Arturas Karnišovas should be like, okay, you know, we've learned from our mistakes. Let's go. I mean, the most interesting thing he said in that entire press conference, to me anyway, and do we have that clip? We don't have it, but here I'll quote what he said. Yesterday was a harsh lesson. Hopefully they can learn from that. Talking about his team and those players. Hopefully you can learn from that, Archers.
Your players were not good enough. Your players are not the same level of talent that what the Heat had on the floor. And that's after they got rid of Jimmy Butler. Like, I'm not trying to insult anybody individually here, but based on what we saw purely defensively.
I think not only defensively, but we have to remind people, right? So this is the third straight year the Bulls have lost to the Heat in a play-in game. And I know a lot of people were like, well, you know, we thought it'd be better because they didn't have... Remember, last year, Jimmy Butler didn't play in that game. He was out with a sprained MCL. So he didn't play, and they still lost 112-91. Nothing has changed. Some things have changed in terms of personnel, but the problem is the identity of this team. Even though they run faster, they shoot more threes, they score more points. The bottom line is they're still not nearly good enough. And you are about to pay Josh Giddey, and it better not be without him signing an offer sheet elsewhere. But if you want to really fast forward this, as he's saying, just get rid of the players that are not part of your future now and just play with the young guys.
But what about him saying that we have financial flexibility in summer of 2026?
That's a year too late. But get financial flexibility.
Okay, so he said that. So what about what he said tells you that what you want to have happen is going to happen?
I don't know if it will or won't. I'm just telling you what should happen. He should move Vooch immediately.
It's not just Vooch. Move everybody that you can.
Well, yeah, if he could move Patrick Williams, I would say yes. But Patrick Williams has got 4 years left, including that player option in the fourth year. You think Patrick Williams is punching the player option? Unless something drastic happens. And I will say this, that's the advantage you have with playing Patrick Williams. He played 17 minutes last night, scored 2 points. Patrick Williams, if he's as bad as you think he is, you just heard him talk about how he had a tough year. Certainly they didn't expect that. Certainly Patrick didn't expect that. What do you have to lose by playing Patrick Williams? Play him. Hopefully you get worse. And then you're no longer in purgatory. You are in the middle. You are stuck in the middle. The only way out of the middle is to get really, really good by winning the lottery, which they could have up to a 9.4% chance of getting a top four pick. Could have. That's if both the Mavericks and the Heat win their games on Friday. That's what could happen. But it's more likely they're going to have a sliver of a chance to get a top pick. But they are a lottery team. They did get their pick back.
Miami is playing at Atlanta on Friday. Dallas is playing at Memphis.
The Hawks look cooked. Memphis hasn't beaten a good team but like once in the last month.
I don't know. But when that's your hope to get a still single percent chance.
Yeah, it's bad.
When they could have done
They could have
less.
Had a quarter. They could have had a 25% chance of a top four
now,
pick.
I'm gonna just say, does that mean that what we saw development-wise out of guys like Coby White and Matas Bezalis was for nothing? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But when you consider the big picture here and how this group fits together, and I don't even want to throw Lonzo Ball into this, but again, they decided to sign him at the trade deadline. There is an argument to be made that he could have been moved. What he's done medically is incredible. There's no doubt about that. The fact that he is viable the way he is and has value to so many other NBA teams, theoretically, or at least even to the Bulls, is fabulous. All of that said, this is a group that I think is either accomplishing one of your two objectives not enough, or you don't want to rip the Band-Aid off in a certain way. I don't mind, and the NBA doesn't mind, the fans don't mind, when you tell them, we have a goal, it is years away from now. It's okay to us if you had decided to do what, say, the Sixers are doing. Ensuring that you are going to not only get your top six protected pick, but try for the best chance you can to get a superstar. And you heard Joe Kelly ask that very thing. Unfortunately, Josh Giddey is not a superstar when you consider who that is in the league. Coby White is not either. Does that mean they're not viable on teams? Absolutely not. They have huge value. But there's so many other people in the mix in this. You can't hope for just this every year and be okay with it.
He talked about looking to improve the roster by focusing on internal development. As he laid out the four things, the four goals, to define their style of play, the shooting profile. That certainly changed. To retain their 2025 first-round pick and their picks moving forward. That has happened. how they're going to build the roster and minimize the transition time. That's where I take issue and the focus of internal development, because lots of players did step forward. But I'll say this, to your point, he's not a superstar. Now, Josh Giddey could get better. I don't know what his ceiling looks like on defense. It's looking pretty low right now.
In playoff Josh Giddey, you could argue, even though he had good numbers again, you know, there are people who would say that unfortunately, postseason Josh Giddey, I'm sorry, I just interchange the playing with the playoffs here. It's an extra game at the end of the regular season. You're still not seeing the kind of performance you want to see. Yeah, you know, the superstars in the league will tell you who they are at this time of year, period.
I think the bottom line for AK and the Bulls is they have to recognize they are not who they think they are. That's part of the issue. They look in the mirror and see something. They're in a fun house. And they're looking at mirrors and they're not recognizing what they are. The bottom line is, when you have a chance to collect draft assets, do that. Lonzo Ball being the perfect example.
Yeah, it's just, unfortunately, when you're telling us that 2026 is how you have financial flexibility, when we know what's happening right now, you got to tell us what the next year looks like in a way that makes us understand. We are going to take your calls next. 312-644-6767. We just heard Arturis Karnaschovas talk. Now it is your turn after the Bulls season ends. You've got the score.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What we need to do is built on the positives this year and this young group, and look to ways to improve and come back next year with a little bit higher expectations. And that's why, you know, those guys are, you know, competing for something at the end of the year. I think yesterday was a very harsh lesson, but hopefully, you know, they can learn from that.
That was Arturis Karnatsovas speaking to the media earlier this hour on The Score. This is the Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi. Marshall, that was the comment that really sat with you after what we heard.
Well, it just, I understand what he was trying to say. I know that English is not his first language. I just know that it came off as a lack of self-awareness, because everyone, including us, is asking, well, what have you learned from the last 3 to 4 seasons of just mediocrity? You know, outside of the one half a season of great basketball that this team played when Lonzo Ball was healthy before his surgery, ever since then, it has been the definition of mediocrity.
Wasn't that the fall of 2022?
2020.
Or was that 21?
I think 21.
So the fall of 2021, they spend 3 trade deadlines in a row where they didn't make a single trade. They finally move their max player this year to retain a draft pick.
Retain a draft pick, not get new draft capital.
To retain the draft pick that they gave up when they wanted to get DeMar DeRozan. They have produced the same result because largely it is a result of doing the same process 3 years in a row.
If you want to know what they should be doing, just look out west. Look out to Bulls West. You know who woke up without a job this morning? Monty McNair, the general manager of the Sacramento Kings. It fell by the wayside, and you know, they mutually parted ways, Monty McNair and Vivek Ranadive and the Kings. That's not going to happen here. I think that's the thing that's so hard for us to accept and understand, is that ain't happening.
It's also that 3 years of the same thing has resulted in the same result, and you're telling us that you're happy. Like when Will Gottlieb from CHGO asks a question, and he Arturis Karnatsovas points out that you projected us to get 28 wins and we got 39. That's not the goal. That shouldn't be the goal.
That's a very low bar. It's a very low bar. In
that
the
is
East,
the 8th seed.
In the East.
That is the 8th seed in the East. We're not talking about facing the 1 seed in the playoffs. Not the 2 seed.
We were talking about facing the 1 seed, but that's not going to happen anymore.
That performance was against the 8th seed. Spo's like, cool, I'm going to put Bam Adebayo against your hottest offensive player. Done.
Andrew Wiggins on Kobe White was a disaster for Kobe. He had nowhere to turn, nowhere to run.
It's a different league this time of year. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to 312-644-6767. We start first with Mario in Hyde Park. Mario, you're on The Score.
Hey, Layla Rahimi. What's up, Marshall? You know what? I feel like I have been duped since the Last Dance and shortly afterwards. AK and Mark Eversley, who no one but his family sees, decided that they were going to go on this path of rebuilding the roar, making people remember what it was like when the Bulls were really good, which means having talent on your side. They do have talent, but they don't have enough talent. Your goal, AK, should be winning your division so that this play-in monstrosity that you love comes to an end. But there's no desire to do that. Marshall, you asked the question, why English may not be his first language, but he understands it very well because he knows that mediocrity means money. He's not going to lose his job. As long as he stays on that line of being okay and bad, he's got a gig. And I know other people want to talk, so I'm going to end it here. This has been the biggest sports grift in Chicago in a long, long time. This dude is stealing. There's a possibility Josh Giddey, although they haven't said it, might need surgery on that wrist. What is he going to do then? You going to pay him? You got to pay him, right? Man, this is horrible. It is not getting better anytime soon. Thanks.
I love that Mario wanted to cede his time to somebody else when Mario was cooking. Like, we could have let that ride a minute.
Mario's right. Mario has said nothing wrong. There's nothing he said that I disagree with. Again, mediocrity does mean money. Do they fill up the United Center? Do people have a good time during the regular season? Whether the Bulls win, they're an exciting team to watch, win or lose.
You also had the point. Whose directive is this? Is this AK?
No. If it was AK's directive, AK probably wouldn't have a job because they haven't done anything. They've won a playoff game since AK took over, right? Do I have my math right? A playoff game?
Playoff, yes.
One playoff game. That's not good enough. Where else would that be good enough?
It is okay to rebuild. It is okay to bust it down to the studs like we hear Ben Johnson talk about.
NBA fans know.
All right, we got more callers to get to. Let's go to Mark in Elk Grove on the Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
I'm taking a different approach. I don't want to say it's the fans' fault, but I'm going to kind of go, you know, to the fans. Everyone complains that the team stinks, but you lead the league in attendance. You're packing the place. If you want someone to throw popcorn on you because that's fun, you can come to my driveway and I'll throw popcorn on your kids and kick them off because that's supposed to be the highlight of what they promote every week. So until fans kind of really get fed up watching this garbage, the Bulls aren't going to do a damn thing. So at some point, fans have to say, go to a Bulls game, go to the park, do something else, but don't waste your money or time at Bulls games. That's all I got to say.
All right, Mark, thanks for your call. I just don't think, unfortunately, it's just not that simple to say, oh, don't go to a game and they're going to change their ways.
Here's why it's not that simple. There's too many people who live in the city and people are going to go to games.
It's
20,000 seat arena.
And if it were up to fans, goodness knows the transactions that would have happened. But I see the point. I just think it's never that simple to protest and know that it's going to be different in that way. That doesn't mean you don't have agency, but I just don't know that that's going to resonate that much. I know fire Garpacks and chance of that at the All-Star game, however, might have been it, but it was also many years into their tenure. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody's calls. I know that we want to talk Bears here. I also don't want to keep these people hanging. I feel like there's a lot of fired up people. Let's produce on the fly. What do we think, guys?
I will continue this conversation.
All right, let's continue this conversation. I'm sorry, TJ Edwards. We love you, too. If we have time for it, we might do a double segment. Bulls, Bears, we're still taking your calls. 312-644-6767. We roll on with the Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi on the Score.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.